accuse him of bungling the matter, he wouldn't be so stupid as to build a factory without
providing the raw material.
And so he went ahead, and his strategy was to go ahead and build the factory, and then afterwards go and look for the raw material. I mean, that is against every principle of construction. It's like building a house and saying you're going to start from the roof before you have a foundation. How does the house get built? You're going to start from the roof when you haven't built a foundation. You would think that every industrial activity would begin with, first of all, what you want to do, what you want to build, what you want to produce. Once you've identified that, then it's clearly your next step has to be, what are the inputs? What are the things that you need to be able to feed into your factory to get your output?
Okay.
And you have therefore to be satisfied that when you start your producing, your production, those inputs are there.
Okay.
But we're told by him that that is not his way of looking at things. He will then build the roof. And once the roof has been built, then he will come down and then lay the foundation. You know that a house that is built from that principle will collapse, just as Commander collapsed.
Okay, and Mr. President, what is the way forward for the Commander Sugar Factory? That's what people.
The way forward, yes, and then I think it's right for them to get to want to know. The way forward is what indeed that. Chamatain, the very, very dynamic, energetic Minister for Trade and Industry, has been trying to do. First of all, our inheritance, a lot of money, has gone into the Commander Initiative. It was important for us, and yet nothing had happened. It was at the standstill when we came into office.
Okay, Mr. President,
Mr. Nanka, what do you have to do? You know, what's it? Well, Ministry of Trade, HRCC, Babiche, Sika, Abaya Shimuno, and then they say Sika Yamaha. It turned out that project was heavily overvalued. They then went forward to say that in the light of the overvaluation, they are going to look for interested investors to come